Ladies and gentlemen, from Paris, the fabulous capital of the cosmopolitan world. Yes, from Paris, France, we bring you the first regular international show in radio history to originate right here in Europe. Our entire production company has been flown overseas from Hollywood to bring you the greatest entertainers in France. Starting out with our star, who's here to say,
"This is Maurice Chevalier, and this is Paris."
It's the Maurice Chevalier Show, featuring the finest entertainers in France. The 35-piece French orchestra conducted by Paul Baron of Hollywood fame. Broadcast to the entire world from right here in France. For this is Paris. This is Paris, coming to you from the luxurious mirror room of the Grand Hotel right here in Paris, France. As special features tonight, we bring you the newest singing sensation of Paris nightclubs, the very pretty French girl named Tohama, and the internationally famous singers, Les Compagnons La Chanson. And this is Jack Nars, first introducing our international ambassador of song, our star of two continents, the man with the underslung lip and the straw hat. And here he is, Monsieur Paris himself, Maurice Chevalier.
Elle avait ce petit petit poton, Valentine, Valentine. Thank you and hello again to all my good friends. I'll sing a song about a famous place in the Montmartre district of Paris, Place Pigalle. I'm going to sing it not tomorrow, not yesterday, but right now. J'ai pérégriné sur la map monde, j'ai vu tout et tout. J'ai connu des brunes, des blondes, un petit peu partout. Mais pourquoi tenter de longs voyages et se déranger quand les fleurs de ces rivages peuvent se respirer? Place Pigalle, Place Pigalle, c'est là que le monde entier vient pour se rencontrer et pour batifoler. Place Pigalle, Place Pigalle, vous verrez papillonner tous les genres de beauté, de nationalité, brunes espagnoles, jolies yankees, belles créoles, blondeurs des bords de la Tamise. Place Pigalle, Place Pigalle, c'est l'amour, la fantaisie, le coin de paradis, oui c'est Paris la nuit. Place Pigalle, Place Pigalle, c'est là que le monde entier vient pour se rencontrer et pour batifoler. Place Pigalle, Place Pigalle, vous verrez se mélanger les célèbres banquiers, les prospères arrivés, les hommes d'État, les petits rabouins, les grands rajas, les mendiants et les cabotins. Place Pigalle, Place Pigalle, c'est le mieux et c'est le pire, l'enfer, le paradis, mais c'est Paris la nuit.
Wherever we go here in Paris, we can find wonderful entertainment. From the famous nightclubs of the Montmartre district, which you've just heard about in song, to the dim and crowded wine cellars of the Sorbonne, better known as the Latin Quarter. And even at lunchtime, we can enjoy superb entertainment, for many of the sidewalk cafes have their own strolling musicians. Right, Maurice?
That's right. Well, in Paris, you can find almost every kind of amusement and almost every kind of song. But even so, Parisians got a surprise a short time back when a little French girl named Tohama exploded in several musical directions at once with her cowboy song. Tohama, how does it happen that a French girl has a name like Tohama?
Because when I first started singing, people said I looked Asian. and I want a stage name, so I picked Tohama.
And what does it mean?
In Tahitian, it means je t'aime.
Which means I love you in French. And why do you sing cowboy songs if you are French and have a Tahitian name?
Because the first time I sang a cowboy song in Paris, everybody liked it.
And you've sung it in Canada and all over France.
That's right. It's called Youpi Youp Lala.
Thank you. Well, stand back and hold on tight, because here is Tohama.
Quand le grand Jim quitta Soudal Far West un beau matin, il faillit devenir fou de chagrin. Il serra dans ses deux longs bras la petite Susanna et murmura ces mots en agitant son grand chapeau à Susanna, Susanna, youpi, youpi, youp, lala. Un jour, la grande Jim reviendra. Susanna, Susanna, youpi, youpi, youp, lala. Dis-moi que tu n'oublieras pas. Oh, Susanna, why don't you cry for me? I'm leaving my old Alabama with my heart all on my knee. L'embarqua sur un bateau, il avait le cœur gros. Les copains ne le trouvaient pas rigolo. Quand on lui demandait, mais qu'est-ce que tu as? Il ne répondait pas. Mais il plantait ses dents dans le bassin, gage en sanglotant. Susanna, Susanna, youpi, youpi, youp, lala. Un jour, la grande Jim reviendra. Susanna, Susanna, youpi, youpi, youp, lala. Dis-moi que tu n'oublieras pas. Oh, Susanna, why don't you cry for me? I'm leaving my old Alabama with my heart all on my knee. Un mois plus tard, il débarquait et dans une grande forêt, il put prendre au lasso un perroquet. Au bout du jour, l'oiseau malin connaissait le refrain. Alors sans s'arrêter, c'est lui qui se mit à chanter. Susanna, Susanna, youpi, youpi, lala. Un jour, la grande Jim reviendra. Susanna, Susanna, youpi, 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 lala. Dis-moi que tu n'oublieras pas. Oh, Susanna, why don't you cry for me? I'm leaving my old Alabama with my heart.
The Maurice Chevalier Show is broadcast throughout the world from Paris, France, where our star is about to bring you a song you'd never expect to find here in Paris. First, we take you overseas for this message. This is Paris, and here in this luxurious setting is Maurice Chevalier with a study in contrasts as he presents one of the most informal songs ever written.
Tonight, I have to go all the way back to 1918 and the days just after the end of World War I for my memory. I'm told that Bolin the Jack has come back into favor again. Well, that's fine. That's great, because really, it's a marvelous dance. And I have to restrain myself right now to keep still while I let my memory fly back through the years and sing this outstanding number once more. First you put your two knees close up tight, and then you sway them to the left, then you sway them to the right. Step around the floor kind of nice and light, then you twist around and twist around with all your might. Stretch your loving arms straight out in space, and then you do the eagle rock with style and grace. Swing your foot way around, then bring it back. Now that's what I call balling the jack. First you put your two knees close up tight, and then you sway them to the left, and then you sway them to the right. You step around the floor, kind of nice and light. Then you twist around and twist around with all your might. Stretch your loving arms straight out in space, and then you do the eagle rock with a silent grace. Swing your foot way around, then bring it back. Now that's what I call voting the jack. Da 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 dee da dee da 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 da. That's what I call voting the jack.
This is Jack Norris again. Believe me, I have one of the most enjoyable jobs in the world. As announcer for the Maurice Chevalier Show, along with all the other Hollywood production company members who were sent here to Paris to produce this program, it's part of my assignment to be on the lookout for unusual entertainment. Believe me, it's wonderful visiting nightclubs all over Paris and getting paid for it. But usually, the man who finds most of our talent is our orchestra director, Paul Baron. And now he's done it again, this time in spotting an unusual piece of music. It's an old Romanian gypsy song, and Paul discovered it in a little nightclub near Place Pigalle, which Maurice sang about at the opening of tonight's show. This gypsy song is called Dueña, and in presenting it now with the orchestra, Paul brings it to you just as it is usually performed in Paris, right down to the hand-clapping of the audience. And here it is, the Romanian melody that is becoming popular here in Paris, Dueña, conducted by Paul Baron. During our several months of broadcasting This is Paris, we've been fortunate in achieving several firsts, beginning, of course, with the show itself, as the first big international radio program to be broadcast regularly from right here in Paris. And frequently on this program, our star has presented his singing of seldom-heard French songs for the first time to an international audience. Here is another such occasion, as Maurice Chevalier introduces internationally another song which he will sing in his native language.
The song is, Ah, si vous connaissiez ma poule. And it means, oh, if you only knew my girl. Aïe, aïe, aïe. Si vous connaissiez ma petite poule, alors. Ah, ah, ah. Ah, vous en perdriez la nénette, quoi. Ben oui. Ben oui, parce que, la Marlène. Et la Danielle Darieux, c'est des belles mômes. C'est des belles mômes. À côté de la mienne, voilà, ça passe en 10e position. Et la Greta Garbo, allez vous rhabiller, madame. Avec son béret et ses lunettes noires. Non, mais à New York. Et puis à Honolulu, ben, ils en ont pas des petites pompes qui soient aussi, aussi bien sorties que la mienne. Mais si vous la voyez, vous, vous en seriez comme ça. Non, mais si vous la connaissiez. Si vous connaissiez ma petite poule.
Si vous connaissiez ma poule, vous en perdriez toute la boule. Son petit nez pervers qui pointe au travers de ses grands yeux clairs vous met le crâne tout à l'envers. Elle a les jambes faites au moule, des cheveux fous frisés partout et tout et tout. Si vous la voyez, vous me la chipperiez, mais vous ne connaîtrez pas ma poule.
Si vous la connaissiez, ma petite poule. Aïe, aïe, aïe.
Maurice Chevalier will be back to sing another song with his unmistakable French accent, and also to introduce 9 singing Frenchmen who have gained international fame, the Compagnons de la Chanson. First, we take you overseas for this message. We're back in France, and to take you on your own continental trip with us, here is our exclusive correspondent, Rex Regent, with his picture in words and music that says, "This is Paris."
Yes, this is Paris. Gay, laughing Paris. A beautiful woman of utter elegance, eternally beckoning the young of spirit of all the world to come sit by her side. Paris, wearing her glittering pink and blue and purple neon lights for a necklace and the Eiffel Tower for a tiara. Paris of the Grand Boulevards, the wide Champs-Élysées, the tiny cabarets of Montmartre, and the busy sidewalk cafes of the Latin Quarter. The Paris of dogs and children with its shady parks. The Tuileries, where the Punch and Judy show presents its infantile enormities. The Luxembourg, where the tiny Frenchman sails his boats in the lovely, languorous fountains. And stretching back down the shadowy corridors of time is the old Paris, prodigious mother of this gorgeous child. The Paris of the ancient Gauls, walled within the little island of Lutetia in the middle of the River Seine. The Paris of the tiny twisting streets where François Villon drank his burgundy and wrote his poems insulting the king. The Paris of the Louis, growing westward with the elegance of the palaces of the Louvre and the gardens of the Tuileries. The Paris of the Revolution, when Danton and Robespierre and Murat led the sans-culottes, the long pants mob, through many a crime committed in liberty's name. And then the imperial Paris of Napoleon, when the Grand Army swept across Europe to Africa and Asia. And not too many years later, the Paris that knew its first German occupation in 1870. And then, the Paris of Matisse and Debussy and Anatole France, of Picasso and Sacha Guitry and Jean-Paul Sartre, the between wars Paris and the political turmoil of the Third Republic. The gray, humiliated Paris of the occupation. And the Paris of today, gay again, laughing again, the same wonderful, bubbling, exciting city. A beautiful woman of utter elegance, eternally beckoning the young of spirit of all the world to come sit by her side. This is, was, and always will be Paris.
So now, from here, we can go almost anywhere. We can take the metro to Montmartre or a bus to the Bois. And wherever we go, there will be the sound of music and pleasure. For this is Paris, and Paris is the beginning and the end of everything musical. So, where shall we go?
Well, Maurice, how about going to hear the famous singers who are back here in Paris, the Compagnons La Chanson?
That's a very good idea. I'm sure they would. So here now are all nine members of one of the most famous singing groups of Paris, the Compagnons de la Chanson, the part of the Edith Piaf group. And I know you'll be glad to hear them again. If you haven't heard them, you have a big thrill coming. So here they are, singing The Prisoner of the Tower, the Compagnons de la Chanson.
Le prisonnier de la tour s'est tué ce matin.
Grand-mère,
nous n'irons pas à la messe demain. Il s'est jeté de la tour en me tendant les mains.
Grand-mère,
il m'a semblé que j'avais du chagrin.
Si le roi savait ça, Isabelle ne pourrait que pleurer avec toi. Car il aimait une belle qui n'était pas pour un roi. Et la belle, Isabelle, c'était moi.
Le prisonnier de la tour s'est tué ce matin.
Grand-mère,
il m'a semblé que j'avais du chagrin. Il s'est jeté de la tour en me tendant les mains.
Grand-mère,
nous n'irons pas à la messe demain.
And there you have the singing sensations of Paris, the Compagnons La Chanson, with their most famous song, Le Prisonnier de la Tour, The Prisoner of the Tower. If you were here in Paris in person, as we are, you'd pay a good-sized tab to hear them. But they're free for international listening on This is Paris, which only goes to prove the point of Maurice Chevalier's last song. And here it is.
It's a story often told. You can buy the world with gold, everything on earth that's sold, but you can't buy happiness. You know, I used to think, what couldn't I do if I had $1 million? Why, I could buy that beautiful house with a swimming pool, and I could buy that marvelous yacht, and I could buy the biggest, longest, fastest car in the world. And then all the girls would want to ride with me. And I'd be the happiest fellow in the world. And so I worked hard. And I went in the movies, yes. And I saved up my money, and at last I was able to buy the house if I wanted it, and the boat and the car. And suddenly I stopped and looked around, and I thought to myself, Maurice, here you are with all the things you used to dream about having. And what about it? Think a moment. Are you really happy? And so I thought a moment. And you know what I found out? You bet your life I'm happy. But seriously, with old man moon up above and someone near that love, you can find a treasure in some little pleasure. It's a story often told. You can buy the world with gold, everything on earth that's sold, but you can't buy happiness. Well, on this same station, next week, at this same time. D'accord? Bien. This is Maurice Chevalier. This is Paris.
Listen every week at this time for This is Paris, starring Maurice Chevalier, produced right here in Paris by the Raymond R. Morgan Company of Hollywood, and broadcast throughout the world.